Good morning. Welcome to our little talk, testify, and pray. I'm going to get it right. I have it written down right here. Well, I did have it written down. I must have flipped the page. Anyway, God bless you. Let's just get right into this and believe that God's going to do something amazing for you. I know that you come in every morning. Sometimes it's not the best morning. Sometimes you got too many things running. But I do appreciate that you take the time just to visit with me and to watch this and to be a part of this. Now, if it, for any reason you can't get here at 9:30 in the morning and be a part of the session, you can always watch it. It's posted online on any of the platforms that we have. On YouTube, you go to live and the videos are all there. On here on Instagram, it's on Reel. If you go look at our Reel under my name on Rev David Yanez. Twitter, it's on there. It's on the post, David Yanez. That's my Twitter right there. And then also on our Facebook page, you'll find this. It's not a problem. We have it posted all the time. We're not going to remove it. And also on my personal page, if you actually follow me on Facebook, then it's there too. But either way, you'll have this access to it. So if you miss it, maybe you can find it. We're going to soon have the audios posted as well into Apple Podcasts and into Spotify and iHeartRadio. So all those things, that's coming up for the next week or two. We're still getting all that taken care of. And we're going to believe that either you can watch this or hear this. And only thing you'll miss it if you listen to the audio, you're going to miss the pictures and stuff that we share. But I want to encourage you today. In fact, I got a scripture that I was praying the other day. And a lot of time we surround ourselves with people that may not always be excited. In fact, I remember going to church at Lakewood Church when I was a young man. John Osteen said this. He said, go where you're celebrated, not where you're tolerated. That way you know that you're in the will of God. I didn't know that until after several trips to India and Africa and taking groups with me and coming back and then going to places around the world and different teams that I took with me, different people that I took with me, that had to figure out to go with people that celebrate what I'm doing, to celebrate how I'm going and how things are happening, because that's how you're going to progress in faith. That's how the good things are going to happen. Let me read this to you. Psalms 35:27. It says, let them shout for joy and be glad that favor my righteous cause. Let me read that again. Let them shout for joy and be glad that favor my righteous cause. Yea, let them say continually, let the Lord be magnified with pleasure in the prosperity of his servant. And my tongue shall speak of thy righteousness and of thy praise all the day long. That scripture is so powerful. And if you look at it, that the people around you, the people that care about you, need to always be celebrating what you're doing. Always be talking good. Let their mouths speak good, that they favor my righteousness. Oh, for them to pray and exalt the Lord God about you and your ministry and your life. You got to have people around you like that. Over time, you learn that. I'm now, 51? Yeah, 51. Anyway, you got to be ready to just move forward. But you want people that celebrate what you do and are excited about your cause. They're not judging your posts, not judging what you're doing. It's not a competition. I put that in my spirit. God put that in my spirit many years ago, and even recently, that I see other people in other places and stuff, and I've had some issues here and there with some. You're always gonna have some issues with some people here and there in faith, and you just gotta love them and trust God's gonna do something good for them, and they're reaching others that I can't reach. That's what I just accept. They're touching other people that I'm not able to touch, and God's using them in a different way somewhere else. And it's not a competition. It doesn't matter who gets there first or who does whatever. The world is so big. But see, the internet and Facebook and all this other stuff, that makes it the world smaller. But it's actually bigger, because I've been out there. It's a lot bigger. When you hit Dubai, Dubai is large. There's a lot of places that you got to go preach. So no matter who gets there for. Pakistan, India, it's big. I've been to India many times, almost probably one of the most visited countries that I've been to. And it is so big. I mean, not one person is going to change that nation. It's going to take a thousands and thousands and thousands of ministers preaching the gospel to change that nation, to reach those people. So don't think. I mean, you ever land in Los Angeles? It is huge. Los Angeles is huge. It doesn't matter where your church is. It's this small from the plane. Doesn't matter. Your reach is that much reach. So God uses other people for other things. I think that's for someone this morning, someone that's battling. Again, you can find that scripture that I just read in Psalms 35, 27. And I tell you this, God is able to move in great ways for you. But you want people around you that celebrate you. You don't want people that just tolerate you. I don't want anyone that works with me that just tolerates me. I want God to do great things for me and for you. And I want to celebrate you, and I want you to celebrate me. Speaking of celebrations, I'm going to show you one picture if I could. And this is a picture that, this is, oh, I'm cutting off my wife there. Hold on, let me go there. There, that's better. This is a picture from the cruise that we did. All those people, you can count every one of those people. This is probably the third one that we did or fourth one that we did. This is an Igniter Next Wave picture. All these people registered for one of my cruises and joined us in the cruise, and God healed them and touched them and fixed the relationships. In fact, on this one, if you look at the person in the middle, that God touched her. And I believe that's Cindy, and Elizabeth is right beside her. I am stretching myself, looking at the picture myself. Anyway, God is good. Yes, that's Cindy. What God did in this picture is amazing. Those are my two cousins. The one in the purple is my wife. The one you see me, and then my cousin Felicia. She does a lot of the Rev Media TV stuff that we have. In fact, let me put that up as well. This is their friend and my friend. And you go closer over there, and that's Felicia. And that's Felicia. And then that's my other cousin there. And you have one or two more friends that visited from all. So most of these are from Humble. The other two on the top are from Chicago. And anyway, Teresa's my cousin right there in front of the older man there, the older gentleman. And then my other friend on the side over there. So we have so many people. Anyway, Igniter Next Wave is a cruise that we take that we basically, you go on the water with us on a boat. We go usually through Carnival or through Princess, and you register with it. You book it through us, and you can book it at Rev Tours. I don't have Rev Tours here, but you can go to, let's see, you can go to David Yanis Ministries, and it has a link to Rev Tours. And we're going to do three next year. We're probably going to do Hawaii from Los Angeles, and then from Seattle, we're going to do maybe Alaska. And then from the East Coast, from New York, we're probably going to go up to Canada and back down. So it would be New York, Boston, and then some Canadian stops, and then come back. And what we do is, so that's a spring, that's a summer, and that's a fall cruise. If I don't have enough people booked, I just move the cruise to the next year. But the main thing is we come together, just like in that picture. We sit together, we talk for a few nights. This is basically how we are. A few nights, we're just like this. We are in this cruise, and we have a meal together. We have a fellowship together, and then we have prayer afterwards if you want to join. And it's usually in one of the rooms that they're not using at the time, one of the lounges, one of the bars that they're not using. And we do a great service of talking and praying. And we just, it just, how God does it. But Cindy, let me go back to that picture again. I'm sorry. Cindy, the one in the back with the orange on. I don't know if you can see that orange. Is that orange or pink? I don't know. Anyway, in between, in the back, all the way back where the bulkhead is in the window. She came to the event as a guest for my friend Elizabeth. And she came in. I ran to them in the elevator. Now, this is crazy. Ran to them in the elevator. And she reached her hand out to give me, to shake my hands. And I just shook her hand, and I seen Elizabeth gave her a hug. And this is my friend Cindy. She came for a healing. I'm like, amen. So then I reached forward, and I shook her hand, and I said, hey. And I go, I'm David Yanis. Nice to meet you. And she says, oh, very nice to meet you too. I'm so excited to meet you early. And I will see. I go, okay, well, I'll see you at dinner. And I left. No, and I may have shared this before, but I actually have the picture here. And we went to the meeting, and right there, we're talking, and everybody's talking about where they, where they're from, and it's pretty much the first night everybody tells them where they're from and what they came for, if they want to share that. And do you know that when it came to her, she goes, well, I came here for a healing, and I don't know if I jumped the line, or I don't know if I even was supposed to be to do this, but the minute I shook Dr. Yannis's hand, my whole arm that was injured and hurting and that's been for years in pain was healed instantly. Oh, God's presence is good. He's always with you. He's always on you. And God healed her. She goes, so I'm sorry if I jumped the line, is what she said, but I am healed. I'm just going to enjoy the cruise, and I'll be in the casino if you need to find me. Praise God. You know, play it all on red. Boom. Anyway, God is good. God is good. God is good. Let's pray. Father, we believe right now miracles are about. We believe your healing is here. We believe your anointing is here right now, Lord. We believe that you are able to change people's lives right now, that people will be healed. We thank you, God, for the miraculous. We thank you for the supernatural. Father, we thank you for the expectation that is building the faith for the miracle. We praise you, God, that they have expectation every time they come in, and that it builds the faith that they need. It builds the faith that they need for their miracle, Father. We thank you, God, that our friend Cindy, Father, on her cruise back in 2018, I believe it was, walked in, shook my hand, and you healed her, Lord. And the same healing that's there was right now here in Jesus' name. Everyone healed and delivered right now. All healing healed. All healing that's in the body healed. All sickness gone. You spirit of infirmity, I rebuke you and command you to leave in Jesus' name now. The Bible says, the Lord is thy healer, thy righteousness. Lord, heal these bodies right now. Eyesights, ear, backs, legs, flat feet, make arches in Jesus' name right now. We thank you, God. Amen. Thank you for joining me this morning. I hope that it blessed you in some way, and hope that your faith is ignited, and that expectation is there, and you're ready to receive this miracle, that your faith is builded in Jesus' name. God bless you. We will see you tomorrow morning. God bless you.